Does this in any way contradict the most famous verse? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish but have everlasting life. It's consistent all throughout scripture. I'd be remiss to not cover that this morning and not cover that first. This is what we're celebrating the most out of everything today. That resurrection, that hope of a resurrection for ourselves, but thank God for the resurrection, for the sacrifice that was made, so that we as sinners can be saved through faith in Jesus Christ, and that we could receive eternal life that never ends. So whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Yeah, but what if he commits murder? Yeah, but what if he does? Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And that's the big question. Do you believe that? You start adding conditions that, well, I mean, not if he goes out and does. I mean, no. Look, do you believe that or not? Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I believe that. I hope you do too. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Because like I said, that's, you know, the primary resurrection, Jesus Christ, amen. But I want to focus more on the future resurrection that's to come, because Jesus Christ is the first fruits. He's the model. He's the first one, you know, ultimately to have this type of resurrection. Okay, it's a resurrection where he's resurrected in a spiritual body. And 1 Corinthians 15 covers all of these concepts that we ought not to be ignorant of. Because you can say, well, what about Lazarus? I mean, Jesus raised Lazarus for the dead. Wouldn't he be a first resurrection? Or what about Elisha when he brought back someone, you know, the child back to life? Those resurrections were not the same as the resurrection that Jesus experienced and that's going to come in the future with the other two resurrections that will happen, for a very specific reason. It's because those resurrections were not resurrections unto eternal life, and they were not resurrections in a new body, in a glorified body, in a spiritual body. Those were in the same fleshly earthen vessel body that they were in, unchanged, yet their spirit came back to them, and God allowed them to live longer in that body to see death again physically, right? That physically they had another death, whereas after these resurrections, there is no more death. It's done. So 1 Corinthians 15, we're going to jump down and start reading in verse number 12. Bible says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? At that time, there were people who had a doctrine. There were Sadducees specifically that had a doctrine that there was no such thing as a resurrection. People don't come back from the dead. And they taught no resurrection. Now, it's not very common today, I don't think. I haven't heard of people not believing in a resurrection. But obviously, that's a big deal because he says, if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Say, well, if there's no resurrection, then Christ isn't risen. Christ didn't come back to life if there's no resurrection. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. But see, this is a doctrine that's creeping into the church at Corinth, where people are starting to hear this, you know, oh, maybe there is no resurrection, right? And he's saying, look, if Christ isn't risen, then everything that we're saying is meaningless. Why are we preaching Christ, a dead Savior? And this is where Judaism gets it way wrong and why it's an antichrist religion, by the way. We don't look to the Jews. We don't look to Judaism to help us understand the Bible because they don't believe the Bible. They don't believe the Old Testament or the New Testament. Jesus said if they believed Moses, they would believe me. And the religion of Judaism today is the same religion of the Pharisees. Same religion. They don't accept Christ. And the Bible says that if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. You know, that religion teaches that Jesus is a failed Messiah because he died. Because he allowed himself to be arrested and crucified. But look, that's what makes him successful for us, is that gift, that sacrifice of paying for our sins. That was a huge success, and the victory came not in his death, but in his resurrection. That's where the victory is. That's when he overcame and conquered death and hell. Amen. That is the most successful thing ever. That's not a failed Savior. That is a very successful Savior. As Brother Peter mentioned, we were singing hymns. The only Savior even looked across in the world that actually came back to life. You can look at these other prophets and supposed holy men, and they're all dead and rotting in their graves. But the grave of Jesus Christ is empty.